I was trying to remember that the other day, actually. I was trying to think, when did I have my first orgasm? I think it must have been when I was about 11 or 12, really young. And it was before I even knew what an orgasm was. But I remember I used to get my pillow and masturbate on the corner of my pillow and without even knowing what masturbation was. And then there'd be this point where it felt really good. And then this point after that where it suddenly felt completely different. And it was kind of curious. I always used to think, that's strange. Why does it kind of reach this peak and then stop and drop off? And it wasn't, I think, until I was about maybe 14 when I opened up this magazine and read this thing about masturbation. And I thought, oh, wow, that's what I was doing. And I think I immediately went out and taught one of my friends how to do it. We used to sit together in her room and get pillows and masturbate on the corners of them. My latest craze has been peeled cucumbers. So you peel the skin off, so they're very wet and very soft but firm, and they're great. Very nice. I'd say the handle of hairbrushes is very interesting because they're kind of shaped like that and they're usually quite smooth. And another thing that I found extremely nice is the, you know, those Barocca vitamin containers? Those are perfect round cylinder shapes. They're always good fun. I think definitely a woman knows another woman's body better than a man does because you just know exactly how it feels. So it's like you know how every sensation feels in your own body. You know the kind of areas where it feels good, the movements that feel good. So you kind of, I find being with another woman, it's like you know exactly what you're doing because you know exactly how that feels. So it's completely different to being with a man. With my most hilariously embarrassing time that I've masturbated, I was on a train and I was in the toilets that's like the disabled toilet, so it's this big toilet with a sliding door. And I had actually just bought a new dildo in Sydney and I was on my way home and I hadn't used it yet, so I was sitting on the train. It's a long trip and I got a little bit horny, so I went into the toilet and I got out my dildo and I was standing with my knickers down with one leg up on the table, or not table, but where the sink is, and totally with the dildo half inserted and the door opened. And there was this, I'd forgotten to lock the door. So there was this middle-aged, now she was about 60-year-old woman, who just stood there in total horror, looking at me with my totally pants down, half a dildo inside me, which was really obvious to see. And she just looked so horrified that, you know, it was terrible. So I immediately had to jump up and apologise and I slammed the door shut. And I remember coming out of the toilets and she was in the carriage with a bunch of old women who must have been all her friends, and they all were whispering and they all just looked at me with this total horrified, disapproving look. If I was to fantasize my ideal scenario to be involved in, it would be probably a nice group orgy, I'd say. I have this kind of fantasy where I imagine lying down and having about six or seven sets of lips on me everywhere.